Hello, and welcome to week 5 of Creating Heaven on Earth. This is Max Ryan. I really hope that you're doing well this week, and I hope that you've found other areas of the playground of life to play in this past week. It's really important that we stretch ourselves to go to other places that we might not have gone before. So, with Archangel Uriel's help, I hope that you are able to find the other areas where you can once again spread your gifts, as the week before with Archangel Jophiel, and discover your own gifts that you might have been hiding or just had glimpses of. We do that by finding other areas in life to engage in, so I hope that you did that. Now, I want to say something here that's really important because we're in our 5th week. We only have 1 week left in the whole course, and you've gained many different tools that all have built one upon the other upon the other. And hopefully, when you're done with this program, you'll have a toolbox of working with the angels and also of working with yourself to raise your vibration. Because once again, I will say it again, I want to emphasize that the whole point of creating heaven on earth, this angelic guidance, is to raise your vibration, to live, as I said before, in the magic of life, to live from that higher plane. So, in keeping with that, I encourage you to keep up with the meditation, keep up with the breathing exercises, keep looking at your life honestly, the way that we've gained some courage by working with Archangel Michael, and also to look at the beauty in life and discover your gifts. It's very important as we move forward and way past this program. I'll talk about it next week a little more, that we have these tools and we know better now. And we know how to do these things. And it takes consistency and it takes our decision to make sure we keep implementing these things that we do and these things that will help to guide us to the divine, help to guide us to our higher purpose. And help the ego to quiet down just a little bit so we can hear spirit, so we can feel the angels. All right? Good. Okay, I would really encourage you to keep doing all of those things that we've done in the previous weeks. But this week, we're in week 5, and we're going to keep going through our angel acronym. We did A for align with source, N for notice your life, G, give to others and give to yourself, and E, last week, engage in life, participate in all aspects of your life, take the blinders off, and get in there and live. So that was last week. This week is for L. And L is for love yourself, love your journey, love others, and love your life. Now, last week, I sort of gave you a little preview of this week. I told you one of my favorite quotes by Louise Hay. And she says, life loves you. That's as I said it before. Life loves you. And so it is. Now, we can believe that more and more and more when we find evidence of that love in our lives, when we find evidence of joy in our lives, we find evidence of abundance in our life, evidence of peace in our life, then we realize that life really does love us, that everything we have here on this earth plane is really here to support us in some way. We might have some discrepancies in some areas of our lives, and we all do, because we're human beings and we're here right now in this space and time with this body. But we realize life loves us by things as simple as how much air we have to breathe. You know, it's never ending, really. It's never ending how much air we have to breathe. So there's an abundance of air. When we really appreciate that, and let that settle into who we really are, that life is supporting us, that life is loving us, when we can appreciate that on a fundamentally deep level, we can have a lot of gratitude for it. then we automatically begin loving ourselves. And when I say love ourselves, I'm not speaking of an ego-centered kind of love. I'm speaking of a universal love, a very deep but very high form of love. And this kind of love for ourselves is what we feel when we are connected to Source, because it is Source. It is the perfect divine. The divine is love, and that's all it is. You know, like people say, it's all good, and it's all God. It's all God, it's all Goddess, it's all love. It's what we, when we feel, and we know we're part of this this divine matrix, when we experience what I call the you of the you of the you, because we realize that we are a gift, and we realize that we've come here to be creators. We've come here to keep moving forward, keep raising our vibration, and to choose to keep doing that. If we don't choose to keep doing that, then our spirit doesn't have a chance to grow, and our spirit doesn't have a chance to do what it came here to do, grow and experience and create. If we would like to choose to move forward and live from a higher place, then we can, and we make that choice. It sets into motion an alchemical shift of how the universe and the source and the divine can come in and guide us and can come in and show us the way that we didn't ever see before or that we couldn't even imagine, towards our good, towards our love, and towards our peace. Now, making a choice is very, very important. Making a choice to even consider loving ourselves at a simple level is huge. It's very huge. The way that we love ourselves to start off with is to notice how there are so many things already in our lives to love or reflect love. When we don't see those things, we tend to move away from ourselves. We get into our head. We get into our ego. We become blinded to what is literally right in front of us. So, this week, you're going to have a couple of different things to look for. You're going to have a couple of different worksheets. The first worksheet is going to be about finding evidence of joy in your life. Now, when I work with people, when I help my clients to try, I try to leave the definition of joy up to you. But there are a few parameters in general of what joy is. Joy, of course, makes you feel good. Joy gives you a sense of relief. Joy usually is timeless. When you have a joyous experience, then usually you're really not living in the past or the future. You're in the now, so it's timeless. So I would like you this week to go around with your evidence of joy worksheet and look and become a detective for where joy is in your life. Like I said just a little while ago, making the choice is very, very big here. To make the choice to see joy, make the choice to look for it, to see it. Once you have that in your head, in your gut, it's like you've programmed the computer. And the computer of your spirit will start to show you all the places where there's joy in your life. It will start to show you all that you didn't see before. It will start to show you glimpses of it, or very obvious evidence of the joy. So, that will be your first worksheet that you're going to work with this week. Finding the evidence of joy. And it's fun. Okay? Now, it will really be powerful in connecting you back to loving yourself. Really powerful. Okay? Now, you're also going to get a worksheet that's almost the exact same thing. It is the evidence of abundance worksheet. Because when we don't love ourselves, many times it is because on some level we're feeling deprived of something. We feel that we're not getting something in our life. Now, I'm not talking just about money, You know, I'm talking about anything. Like I said earlier, oxygen. You can start with the simplest of things when you look for the evidence of abundance in your life. You can say, for example, I have an abundance of oxygen. Wow. Be thankful for it. And have gratitude for it. You know, it sounds very simple. But sometimes the most simple things, can be the most transformative. It can be deceiving. The ego will start to try to get us to analyze things and start to make sure that every detail is in there, and it's gotta be very complicated to have a real shift in your life. That's not true. Sometimes it's the most simple things that can really shift us. Okay? So, you are going to go around looking for evidence of abundance. It could be money. It could be. That's fine. But it could be other things as well. It could be a lot of things. It could be friends. It could be an abundance of joy. You can have an abundance of outdoors, of nature in your life. You can have an abundance of energy in yourself. You can have an abundance of critical thinking skills, for example. You can have an abundance of many, many, many things. You know, I mean, I could go on and on about abundance. There is a lot of abundance. There's an abundance of abundance. But I don't want to give you too many examples because I want you to find the evidence of abundance in your life for yourself. Because everything we do in this program, no matter what I say, I want you to internalize it. Okay? It is for your reflection. It is for you to have the experience between you and the source and the angels. Okay? Remember that. All right. Because once we start to see joy and we start to see all the abundance in our lives, then we start to say on some level, I'm okay. It's like that old 70s book, you know. If you're old enough, I don't know if you do, but there was a very popular book in the 70s. It was called I'm Okay, You're Okay. You know, and when you start to see the joy, you realize, you know, actually I'm okay. I'm okay right here, right now. And there's nothing to fix. You start to love yourself when you realize that. And what's an amazing thing is you start to love others. Because as you start to love yourself, you start to see how you're connected with everyone. And you start to see how in so many ways we're so similar. You know, you see your brother or your sister. They're all doing the same thing, maybe in a different form. But we're all looking for love, all looking for acceptance, all looking to create, all looking to leave some kind of a mark on the world in some way. Maybe the tiniest little way, or maybe big. You know, you start to love being in this brotherhood and sisterhood of humankind, that we're all here together. And you start to just naturally love them. It's really beautiful. And it's quite transforming. It changes your whole outlook on life from competition to cooperation. You know, from struggle to miracles is what I always say. So, okay, so back to our acronym. Love yourself, love others, love your journey, love your life. All of those go together. The other thing that we're going to look at this week is loving yourself and how you take care of yourself. It's really important for us to take care of ourselves physically. You know, what are we eating? What are we not eating? How much exercise are we getting? How much sleep are we getting or not getting? You know, these kinds of things honor our body temple. They honor who we are because it's like a car, our body. That's what I always say. This body is like a car for our spirit to live in while we're here, you know. And it's up to us to make sure that the body is running well, you know. To love ourselves really is to love our body. Because if overall we respect and love our body, it makes it that much easier for us to raise our vibration. It makes it that much easier to connect with Source, to hear our angels. and to follow the guidance of what the Source is guiding us to do. Because when you have a healthy body, your vibration is naturally higher than if you don't. And it's individual for everyone. So this isn't about, you know, putting yourself on a diet or making sure. Listen. You listen to yourself. And you feel, maybe I'm not drinking enough water. Maybe I'd like to sleep an hour more. But I encourage you to get the internal guidance. You know, don't be looking outside for things. Always, always there's help outside, for sure. But when you're taking care of your body, you know what are the things that help you feel better. Okay? You know, whatever situation your physical body is in, you know, it can always be improved on a little bit. We can always do something a little bit different, a little more gentle. You know, we can be gentle to ourselves. You know, to do something that makes our body run more smoothly so we can feel more energetic, we can feel more peaceful and more connected. When we do these things for ourselves, our bodies naturally start to heal. Our bodies start to heal from different things. Little aches and pains, to big major health issues, to psychological issues. They can all be healed if we start taking care of our body and being gentle and loving ourselves more. And I'll come back to Louise Hay and her amazing book. And if you've never read it, it should be on your shelf, called You Can Heal Your Life. You Can Heal Your Life. It's a great book, and it's true. You can. And this is really what this week's lesson is all about. You can heal your life by loving yourself and loving your journey. So, this week we're going to be working with Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Raphael is the healer. Archangel Raphael is the one that's going to help you to heal any area of your life. Now, Archangel Raphael is one of, possibly, besides Archangel Michael, one of the most famous archangels. You know, people that aren't even religious have heard of Raphael. Archangel Raphael is the angel that brings you back to yourself, actually, in many ways. Archangel Raphael is the archangel that heals you. And he heals you, ultimately, by reminding you of your perfection in Source, your perfection in the Divine. As we're reminded of that perfection, we realize how we can heal ourselves by accessing that, by that realization, by connecting to Raphael and the Divine. Okay? So we're going to work with Archangel Raphael, and we're going to do a little meditation. And we're going to do a little healing work with him in this meditation. So as usual, I'd like you to find yourself in a very comfortable position, in a place that you're not going to be disturbed. And you can prepare yourself to meet with the healing powers of Archangel Raphael. So I'd like you to take a deep breath into your nose and out of your mouth. And another breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Very good. I'd like you to imagine the beautiful white light of the Shekinah a couple feet above your head in all its beautiful crystalline sparkle and joy and love above your head and beginning to just flood down over your head, feeling it bathe you and warmth as it goes down your shoulders and your back and your torso in a warm, beautiful light. As it goes all the way down like warm honey and sunshine on a beautiful day, all the way down your legs, all the way down to your feet, and under your feet, the beautiful, perfect light of the Shekinah coming from the divine, from the source, directly to you and completely encompassing your body in love and perfection. You feel that warmth going into your skin, into your bones, into yourself, and that warmth that's so comforting and perfect goes all the way into your DNA, all the way deep to the deepest part of you, the deepest part of the you inside. You breathe. As you sit, feeling the beautiful, crystalline light of the Shekinah, you begin to focus on your heart. You focus right in the middle of your chest, and you breathe into that space. Your beautiful, healing heart. Your heart center that is connected to the divine love. The heart center that pulses the love and healing and light. And you focus right there, as if there's a beautiful ball of energy right in your heart that is the source of healing. It is your source of love. There is no mistake that your heart is the thing that brings you life, that starts your life, that brings blood to every part of your body temple, and that is also your heart where you love. Where you love comes from the source, the kind of love that is pure, that is graceful, that is completely unconditional. That love is in your heart. Breathe into the love in your heart. As you breathe, you begin to see the beautiful healing color of green, the color of the trees and the grass as it grows, bringing new life to the world and new life to you. Breathe in the green. Pulsating light that is in your heart that heals. Focus deeply into your heart. Deeper into your heart. Your reservoir of healing that you take with you everywhere you go. Every minute of the day, from the time you were born to the time you transition out of your body, this is your source of healing that is right inside of you, in your heart. And if there is ever a time when you feel out of balance, if you feel sick, if you feel fear, you breathe into your heart, knowing that that is the direct connection to the divine that will heal you. And as you're breathing into your heart, you feel a presence there in your heart, the presence of an angel. That angel that is in your heart is Archangel Raphael. The beautiful green light of Raphael in your heart. And he is very, very happy. And he is very fun. Because true healing and true love is light and fun and very light. And as you feel his beautiful light and his fun green energy in your heart, you feel how Archangel Raphael reminds you of the fact that you can heal yourself. How he represents your divine intervention into yourself. He is there to help and guide, to remind you that you are perfect no matter what happens. You are perfect right now, and you will always be perfect. And as you feel his energy in your heart, you feel his healing energy burst forth out of your heart in front of you. And as he comes in front of you, it is almost as if you can feel wind. You feel the lightness of air. You feel the lightness of you. And he takes you, almost as if you are riding on his back. You feel the air as you ride, the healing air that Raphael travels with you through, the healing oxygen that you breathe deeply into your lungs. And you breathe deeper into your heart. As you travel with Raphael in this amazing, beautiful journey of light healing, as you fly with Raphael, you feel peaceful. You feel happy. And completely perfect. And you smile because you look down, down at the world, and you're so high now. And you see the world from a different perspective with Archangel Raphael. And you see that no matter what, everything is perfect already. And what seemed like it needed to be healed on the earth from this perspective, it is already healed. It's already perfect. As Raphael takes you higher with his loving, healing energy that reminds you to love yourself. And as you love yourself, you can't help but love others. He also reminds you that sometimes you have to love others first. And sometimes when you love others first, in turn you love yourself in this beautiful dance of healing others to heal yourself. It is very much how Archangel Raphael loves us, to see in others what we see in ourselves and bring the divine into our brothers. Archangel Raphael shows you a very similar lesson about loving yourself. As you love this journey you're on with Raphael, anything that feels like it might need to be healed in your relationships, in your body, in your mind, that feels like it needs to be healed, can be healed in this moment with his help. Because his help reminds you once again that the healing starts with you and starts with your heart. So spend a moment flying with him, feeling his healing wind, feeling his fun, light, bright green energy as he takes you on this journey back to yourself. And as you continue on this healing journey with Raphael, reminded of your source of love, you realize that as you've been flying with Raphael, you have been flying in your own heart. You've been flying within yourself because the universe lives in you, in your heart. And there is divine perfection within you. And as you realize this, you start to feel your heart again. You start to feel how good it feels and how Raphael is right in front of you. You feel his beautiful air. You feel the air and you realize that He is in your heart to heal, to love, and to revive and rejuvenate anything that needs to be healed in your life. And He looks at you and He winks. Because you've always had it, and it's always in your heart, He says. And He will always be there to help you to heal, to help you to come back to love. And as He says this, you fill your heart with the green energy of healing in the center of your chest. And as you feel the green energy, you know that whatever you want, whatever you need to be healed, you can fly with Raphael and let him know. Let him know that you're aware that he's there to guide you back to your perfection, back to love. And you breathe that into your heart. And you slowly start to become more aware of your whole body, of your chest, of your legs and your arms. You begin to move your fingers, becoming aware of your head and your neck. And you breathe again into your beautiful body. Thanking it for the amazing journey that it has brought you on so far in your life, and the journey that this body will take you through the rest of your life. This beautiful body that you have while you are here. And you say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. One last breath. And you slowly come back to the room that you're in and open your eyes when you're ready. Great. Great. Welcome back. Okay. So that was a little trip with Raphael. Now, Raphael is a great energy. He is a great energy. And he takes us on a trip to ourselves. And know that this week, you can always take a trip with him when you feel like you need healing, when you feel like you're not quite getting love, getting the love of yourself, and getting deep, deep, that deep, perfect love that's inside of you. Just ask him to take a ride with you. Ask him to bring you to your healing, to see your true self, the beautiful being that you are, the beautiful soul that you are. Archangel Raphael will help you. All right. So I hope you have a great week. Look for lots of abundance and lots of joy, because it's out there. And it's in the inside too. You know, find those, the abundance and that joy that's already inside of you. Okay? And take care of your body this week a little bit. And you have those worksheets that you can fill out. So I hope you have a great week. And that you love yourself. Love your life. Love your brothers and your sisters. And you know, all of those combined, you're going to begin to love your journey if you're not already. You'll love your journey. Even if it's just a little bit, like I said earlier, the decision to be open to loving your journey and your loving yourself is huge. It's huge. Your spirit is expanding through this course. You need to know that. Your spirit is expanding, you know, as you move along the course, and your vibration is rising. It's rising higher, higher, and higher. So I'm really happy for you. I'm really happy for you. Okay, so I pray that love will guide you along with Archangel Raphael this week, and we will talk again next week. Bye-bye.